India's Prime Minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, today said that he is ready to discuss making peace with Pakistan. As a first step, Vajpayee said India would restore full diplomatic ties. He also said India would reopen air and rail links severed after a December 2001 attack on the Indian Parliament. India blamed that attack on Pakistan-backed militants fighting to end Indian rule in the disputed region of Kashmir. Pakistan denied any involvement. The two nuclear-armed neighbors have fought three wars since independence, two of them over Kashmir. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Prime Minister Vajpayee has tried to make peace with Pakistan twice before, in 1999 at the Lahore summit and again in 2001 in Agra. Both efforts ended in failure. After the attack on the Indian Parliament in December 2001, the two countries seemed close to war, with more than a million troops massed along their border. Since then, the U.S. and others have been urging the two sides to resume talks. Last month, Prime Minister Vajpayee offered Pakistan India's hand in friendship and raised the possibility of talks. This week, Pakistan's Prime Minister Zafarullah Khan Jamali telephoned Vajpayee to discuss the offer, the first official high-level contact between the two nations since the parliament attack. Today, in a dramatic speech in the Indian Parliament, Vajpayee announced his confidence-building measures, saying he was willing to give Pakistan one more chance, the last, he said, of his lifetime. Vajpayee told Parliament of his discussions with Pakistan's Prime Minister Jamali.
We discussed ways to improve bilateral relations. In this connection, I emphasized the importance of economic relations, cultural exchanges, and the restoration of civil aviation links between the two countries. This will create the right atmosphere in which we can find a solution to our complicated bilateral problems.
At the same time, Vajpayee repeated India's long-standing assertion that any peace with Pakistan would hinge on an end to what India calls cross-border terrorism in Indian-controlled Kashmir, India's only Muslim-majority state.
For any meaningful dialogue to take place, it's essential to create a conducive atmosphere. It's essential to dismantle the terrorist infrastructure operating in and infiltrating into India from across the border.
Pakistani officials responded favorably to Prime Minister Vajpayee's decision to resume full diplomatic relations and restore air and rail links. They said Pakistan is willing to discuss all outstanding issues with India, including the status of Kashmir. Pakistan's Information Minister Sheikh Rashid Ahmad.
It's a good gesture, and we appreciate this, and this required in this region, and we believe this will be a good start, and we are going to solve our problem, all problems, including Kashmir. So I think soon both the leaders are going to sit together.
Vajpayee's announcement comes just days before the arrival in the region of U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage, who has made several trips to South Asia in the past 18 months in a bid to reduce tension. Secretary of State Colin Powell called today's developments very promising. Barring any major terrorist attacks against Indian targets in the near future, some analysts predict a summit between the two countries later this year. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.